This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. Juliet Plentius with us from Blue Zones Project. Umpqua, Juliet, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So here we have gone through the past few weeks, unlike anything folks have ever experienced before. It's changed a lot of things in a whole lot of avenues of our lives. And I was thinking the other day, how do you incorporate all these changes and still try to kind of infuse the Blue Zones principles into your lives? And wanted to see what you had to say about that this morning.
Yeah, what a great question. And I hope more people are thinking like that, Kyle. You know, like the rest of the world, Blue Zones Project is closely monitoring the pandemic, and our team is following the CDC and local public health department guidelines as it pertains to events and social distancing, an event to flatten the curve, of course. And so that means our events and activities have been largely canceled. So we're also making that quick pivot to provide our programs and activities online to continue to support our community with well-being resources, like you're saying, and that's our priority, and it's just as important as ever. And I think one thing that's really exciting that I want to share this morning is some results of a survey that our Blue Zones Project parent company, ShareCare, has developed. And it's really a neat survey that's in partnership with the School of Public Health at Boston University to understand our community's well-being right now during this pandemic. And more than 45,000 people have already taken this survey, representing all ages and all 50 states. So some early insights tell us a lot about where people are at. And I think it's why it's important that we're really intentional about how we're spending our time right now. So what we're seeing is that over 90% of folks that have taken the survey indicate that they're worried about the coronavirus, including 47% indicating that they're either panicked or very worried. So it's important that we're exercising compassion right now, just giving people a little bit of a break. Observationally, though, I think the other side of the crisis, like always, is that it brings a lot of good and a lot of heart out of people. And I know I've seen this, and I'll share here in a moment some of the efforts that it's inspired in our team. So 92% indicate that they're physically distancing or socially isolating. 65% indicate that they're worried about their retirement funds and the financial market overall. 35% indicate that they're likely not to be able to pay their bills. And then 33% indicate that they're sleeping more. So for most of us, that is a bonus. So, you know, it's not all bad. I've actually had several conversations in the last few weeks where people are saying, you know, they're actually enjoying pieces of this and just being able to downshift a little bit more, put family first. And I know, you know, like I mentioned, it brings, you know, the best out of people in, you know, in certain cases. So our team has been inspired to do a little extra during this time. We have a freshly launched effort to honor our essential workers with our Heroes Work Here sign. So next time folks are driving over by Sherm's on Stewart Parkway, they need to look over at Mercy and see this, the big sign that says Heroes Work Here. And we're going to be having those pop up in different places where we know people are still stepping up to make things function in our community, to serve people that are in need, and even putting themselves in harm's way to serve those that are sick. We are also, one of our team members, John, has been invited, and I really want to give him a shout out for this. He's been invited to manage the volunteer projects at Douglas County Public Health Network. So we're really excited to be partnering with them. They've also started to share out some of our Blue Zones Project tips on how to stay healthy at home, which is phenomenal. We're also in partnership with Best Country 103 on the Hometown Heroes campaign, which is different than our Heroes Work Here. Hometown Heroes gives people the opportunity to nominate folks, again, that are essential workers or just going a little above and beyond to support others in the community. So folks should check that out and go ahead and nominate people, and they may win a gift certificate to Blue Zones Project Approved Lager's Pizza. And then it's April is National Volunteer Month. So, and volunteers are still stepping up to do things across the community. We are honoring outstanding volunteers and again, rewarding them with gift certificates to our local restaurants. And on that note, every Friday, we are doing live videos with our Blue Zones Project Approved restaurants to share updates, because a lot of them are indeed struggling and do want to share, you know, new systems that they've put in place to keep things nice and clean and sanitized, but also hours and new delivery services that they're providing. And of course, we're transitioning our events and activities online. Last night, we did a wonderful live mindfulness workshop on Facebook, explored gratitude a little bit, which is so important right now. And then we have a Friends at Five coming up in partnership with Modern Steep Tea Company. That can be found on our Facebook page. And we're getting ready to launch a virtual culinary tour of the Blue Zones. And that's in development right now. So look out for that. That's going to be available soon. So lots of things that we're inspired to do right now. And that's not to mention how folks can continue to integrate the Power 9 behavior best practices from our Blue Zones, our longevity hotspots, while working from home, while spending time with families. That's all possible right now, too.
And kind of take a quick run through those Power 9.
Yeah, so move naturally. You know, this is so important, and folks have done this in the past with our walking Moais, you know, getting out in the fresh air and sunshine, connecting with living things is so important right now. And, you know, during social isolation, this is still possible. We've had beautiful days here. Get those furry friends out. They need to get walked. You know, get some resources off the internet. I personally love Yoga with Adrienne. She has a bunch of free yoga videos that have, you know, different lengths of time and different focuses. So I try to do that at least a few times a week. It's a great time to get out in the yard. I know a lot of people are out doing yard work. So funny. I saw someone taking down Christmas lights that have been on their house for the last couple of months. Hey, time to get to those projects. Get work in the garden. You know, if you have not explored gardening, what a great time to think about growing your own food, right? That's the ultimate food insecurity. Go for a run, ride your bike. You know, so that's lots of things you can do while still social distancing and moving naturally. Downshifting, this is a really great time, you know, to monitor how much you're on your screen. It's so easy to be on the TV and, you know, listening to the news, but, you know, you don't have to be productive. I really want to stress that. People feel like, oh, you know, we're always in this flow of productivity, but maybe just take this time to relax. If you can, meditate, journal, you know, use some of these apps, free apps like Headspace, to just allow yourself to face that anxiety in a really healthy way. And then there's purpose. This is something we often push to the side. You know, gifts, passions, take some time to explore that. We have time right now. So how can we make the most of this and really thinking about what we want our future to look like? And then, of course, 80% rule, that's related to eating. It's hard, right, not to overeat. We're at home, and that's like a really nice, easy pastime. But monitoring that and just making sure that you're eating healthy food, that rolls right into plant slant. So putting more veggies and fruits on your plate. If you're gardening, you might be thinking about that. We have lots of great recipes and demonstrations that are happening on our Facebook page and on our website that we'd love to share with you. But then also you can support our Blue Zones Project approved restaurants. They would appreciate it. They are trying to make healthy choices easier for us, and we can really step up for them at this time. Friends at Five, this is an opportunity to connect virtually. You know, there's lots of great applications that you can use to connect, doing a Friends at Five or even a Wine at Five, game nights, that kind of thing. Putting family first. This is we're all at home spending time with family, maybe more than we ever wanted to, but, you know, really investing in that right now. And, you know, we have an at-home checklist so you can see how to orient your home in a way that it's supportive of your well-being. You know, spending time getting on the phone with relatives that you haven't talked to through WhatsApp or FaceTime. You know, and maybe providing daycare for friends and family, or, you know, socially distancing, but going to visit elderly from a distance, or providing some child relief for families that are still struggling to find services and need to go to work. If you're feeling healthy and you want to serve, that's a great way to do it. You know, I know for Belong, putting faith-based first, there are congregations that have pivoted and figured out how to put their services online, which is fantastic. But also, you know, just taking that time to go inward. I think, you know, again, we have that time, use it. And then, of course, Right Tribe. You know, if you have best friends that you need to talk to, otherwise, I love the Neighborhood Check 10. which is, you know, going out and visiting with 10 of your neighbors. Again, you can do that with from a safe distance, and encouraging others to do the same. And if we take the time to do the neighborhood check 10, we can significantly check on most of the residents in Douglas County and just combat that social isolation, make sure everyone's still well. And if you want to volunteer, you can donate blood. You can volunteer at call centers or donate with COAD or volunteer with COAD, senior dining sites. I would recommend if folks are feeling healthy and they want to serve, get in touch with Blue Zones Project. We would love to connect you with programs and activities out there that are in need of volunteer services right now.
All right. A lot of good ideas. We're out of time for now. But Juliet Planches from Blue Zones Project Umpqua, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
841. This is the Morning Report at News Radio 1240 KQEN.